Welcome to the Homeschool Show from North Carolinians for Home Education. Our goal is to help you homeschool with confidence and joy. I'm your host, Matthew McDill, and we have, once again, as our co-host, Amanda Wares.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too. Yeah. All right. So today we have some great homeschool news for you, and then we'll be diving into a homeschool conversation that I had with Rochelle Matthew Somerville. She is the team lead for special needs consultants with HSLDA, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And we talked about the assistance that you can get, what do these special needs consultants do, and some other issues that are facing special needs homeschooling. All right, and then you are gonna give us some wisdom from the word, and then in Homeschool Helps with Amanda, I am going to talk some more about homeschooling high school.
All right, okay. Sounds great. Well, getting into homeschool news, I just want to remind you of the musical that's coming up, Elf. Mm-hmm. You guys watch that at your house ever?
Yes.
Are you embarrassed to say it?
Well, it's not my favorite. So many people love Elf, and
yeah,
I don't.
It's very, very popular.
I don't love it. So, yeah. Well, it wasn't mine, but a lot of you love it. So go.
That's right.
Please go.
So if you love it, or even if you don't, this is going to be a fun musical. And there's going to be an NCHE field trip on December the 19th. And you can sign up for this all the way up till November 16th. So you can check that out by going to nche.com and looking under activities and field trips. And that will be listed there. We'll also have a link in the show notes. So you want to make sure you make your holiday plans. Another thing is this month, we are especially focusing on what it means to be an NCHE member.
Yes.
We love helping all families homeschool with confidence and joy. However, if you're a member of NCHE, you're going to get the very best information, resources, and opportunities. And so one of the biggest things that we've offered as far as last year is mentorship, which means you can get a 30-minute appointment online with an NCHE-trained mentor. These are people who've been homeschooling for not just years, usually decades.
Usually decades,
and
true.
They have a lot of information, and they have at their fingertips all the resources that NCHE has. So if you're a member, you get a 30-minute appointment with one of these mentors. That's level one, which is $35 a year. For $75 a year, you get three of those mentor sessions on top of all the rest of the normal benefits, which we haven't even talked about here.
That's right.
In addition, at the $75 level, you get to choose one of our bundles of recordings from the Thrive Conference. That's five recordings.
Amazing.
As a part of your membership. So anyway, go to nche.com/join and find out how to be a member. Find out about all of the other benefits that you can get by being a part.
That's awesome. And let me just throw a little plug in there for the mentors. We have mentors that have specialties, some that are very experienced with special needs, some that are very experienced with high school, all different things. So if you have a need, a question, something you really just want to talk to somebody face to face via video, but you know, video chat, it's just a great opportunity.
That's right.
For anybody. So please
take advantage of
join us. Take advantage of it. Absolutely. Okay, now let's listen to a conversation that I had with Rochelle Matthew Somerville. I met her for the first time at our recent National Homeschool Leadership Conference up in Black Mountain, and she is just lovely. She is wonderful and so knowledgeable. She has a number of children herself that she is homeschooling, and she is also the team lead of special needs consultants with HSLDA. So she has a wealth of knowledge and experience to share. It was a great conversation. So let's check it out.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, I am Amanda Wares, Homeschool Helps Director with NCHE, but today I am interviewing at the Homeschool Legal Defense National Leaders Conference. I am here with Rochelle Matthew Somerville. And she is going to introduce herself. So tell us, tell us who you are. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. I have been the special needs team lead for lead for the special needs educational consultants at HSLDA for almost 5 years. I am an avid homeschool mama of six, ranging from 20 all the way down to 9. So I have some longevity in this.
Yes, you do. You got a ways to go. So primarily, so you do your special needs consultant. So what do you do at HSLDA? What does a special needs consultant do?
Well, we offer lots of services to homeschool families. As a consultant, we do what you typically do. If you're a member of HSLDA, you can call in, and we do anything from a lot of times special needs families get lots of test results that they just, you know, is gibberish. And so they call in and they'll ask for help, and we can interpret test results, or they're looking for the most appropriate test. They can call in, and we have a listing of tests, and sometimes there are certain tests that states require, and we have a listing of those tests. Sometimes we refer them back to legal because certain tests, certain states require certain tests. So the legal team works with the special education consultants. What else? My goodness. A lot of times families are looking for grants. We have a listing of grants.
Oh, wow.
So we have lots and lots of resources for that. Sometimes they're disability specific. Mm-hmm. If you just need curriculum help, like what is the most appropriate curriculum for my child? Or if a curriculum is not working, we'll process that whole process with you. Mm-hmm. If you are looking for where to even get your kid tested, mm-hmm. That whole process, or where to even start with the process. Some people are, they call us, they just don't even know where to start.
Absolutely. You know?
And they just need that kind of support. So yeah, if you definitely are not an HSLDA member, we definitely recommend that, because we have lots and lots of services that we can offer.
That's amazing. And let me jump in here and say that through NCHE, you can go through us and get a discount for your HSLDA membership. So we definitely recommend that. And as you've heard, they have a lot to offer for everybody, but especially for you special needs families out there that are homeschooling, lots to offer for you, lots of help. Now, I think I have seen what I'm seeing in North Carolina, and maybe what you're seeing as well, is that the special needs homeschooling community is one of the fastest growing populations in homeschooling. Is that what
Absolutely.
You're seeing as well?
I would definitely say so. I think more and more families are understanding that they can homeschool their children with special needs. Mm-hmm. I think at one point, I think that a lot of families believed that they needed the public school system to serve their kid, because that's where all the services were.
Right.
But I think as time goes on, they're realizing, I think the pandemic was a mixed blessing. Mm. Because the pandemic really did give families the confidence to understand that they could do this at home.
Yeah.
And you really can. The services can be obtained privately.
Yes.
Is it a lot of work? Yes.
100%.
It is. But is it a lot of work to be a parent?
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is. So it's a lot of work, but who is going to serve your child better than you?
Absolutely.
We have the biggest investment in our kids, and so homeschooling is no different.
100%. And like I always tell parents, there are now, especially now, there are so many resources out there, so many programs, curriculum, therapies, all kinds of things, and you guys, your team is a great resource that is there to help. So I know that some of your consultants have different maybe specialties that they can help with. So what are some of those?
Absolutely. I was just sharing, one of our specialists, or one of our consultants, has a daughter who is deaf. And so she is like our diamond in the rough, because, you know, she can offer personalized advice in terms of how do you get, a deaf child to read?
Yes.
You know, so she tells brilliant stories. We have Faith Behrens, who has a specialty in dyslexia. Mm. We have Krissa Nguyen, who has a specialty in early years. And so she does a lot with early years, and she also is working in special needs. And so she has both those gifts in her tool belt. She does
That's
a lot
awesome.
With ADHD and learning and motivation. And so she does a lot with that. My background is autism.
Ah.
And so we have the spectrum. Joyce, nice. Joyce was once the high school specialist in the high school team. And so she comes with knowledge base for the other end of the spectrum for older students. She has a lot of resources for that.
That's fantastic.
And so we do have a gamut, of skills right there in the special needs. So if your child has various Ableing conditions, we have you covered.
That's amazing. That is so great. And I'm so excited because I haven't known a lot of what HSLDA really had to offer. I knew that you had some resources. There's a web page on your website that has information about special needs homeschooling and things like that. But you guys, the special needs consultants, that's a treasure. It really is. Because so often, like you said, people just need that one-on-one.
Absolutely.
They need to hear a voice. They need to, even see a face if they do video chat or whatever, and know that they can do this.
We call ourselves the best kept secret of HSLDA.
I love that. All right. Well, do you have any last words, any final encouragement to our families maybe out there that are thinking about homeschooling their kids with special needs or getting started?
Yeah, absolutely. I always tell people, when you are thinking about homeschooling, just remember that you are your child's first teacher.
Mm.
And so when you are discouraged and thinking that you can't do it, just remember that. Keep that in the back of your head. And no one knows your child more than you. You know your child more. You could send them to school and, what the teachers know about your child are the things that you choose to tell them.
Yes.
Right? And so, of course, when you bring them home and you choose to teach your child at home, guess what? You have the best of both worlds, because now that child now gets the best of you, and you give your child the best education they can possibly get. So be encouraged. You absolutely can homeschool your child.
That is amazing. Thank you so much
absolutely.
For joining me. I grabbed you from downstairs and said, come interview.
Absolutely.
So this was really great. And I know our families are going to be so blessed. So
thank you so much.
Thank
you for having me. Thank you.
All right, it's time for some wisdom from the Word. One of the greatest fears of new and young homeschooler parents is they don't know what to do. And they're worried, of course, that they're not going to make the right decisions, that they're going to mess up their kids. And it was interesting. I was talking to a very experienced homeschool mom, and I remember her saying, wouldn't it be great if people didn't have to reinvent the wheel, as they say, and people didn't have to keep making the same mistakes over and over? And I think that there is a pretty obvious answer to this, right? And it played a little bit into what we talked about the last couple of weeks, which is about having godly friends. And that is the issue of mentorship. And that is having someone in your life who's more experienced than you, someone that you respect, who can mentor you, who can coach you, who can answer your questions, who can help you know about the mistakes that they made. And of course, we know that this is wisdom from the Word, because 2 Timothy 2:2 sets the pattern. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And we know from Titus 2, 3, and 4 that the older women are to teach what is good and so train the young women to love their husbands and children. And so obviously we're supposed to be in mentor relationships. But why don't we do that? Well, I was thinking about this before and wrote an article in The Greenhouse a while back and came up with 7 terrible reasons why we don't have mentors. And I'm going to go over those with you so that maybe we can get over those hurdles. One of them is I'm already too busy. And of course, we know that being busy is already not the kind of life that we want to have, right? And if we need help, it's always important to stop and ask for it. And in the end, it's going to save us time. So that's the first terrible reason. Another one is I really don't know anyone who can help me. That might be true, but sometimes when we're not looking for something, we don't see it. So first of all, are we really looking for a mentor? And number two is something to pray about. Lord, please provide a person who can help me along. And I think this is definitely something that God wants to answer. Another terrible reason is we're not sure who would be willing to mentor us. In other words, maybe there are some people, but they probably don't want to help. And of course, one of the reasons we think that is because we have all of these thoughts in our head and we just don't ask. Most people are really willing to help. So
So we just need to ask. Another reason is others don't know my situation and needs. Sometimes we think our situation is so unique that no one can help us. Now, on one hand, some of us have unique situations, but in general, there are principles that apply to many situations that experienced homeschool people, homeschool parents know. On the other hand, there are all sorts of people who have been through similar experiences. Again, we can look for them and we can pray for those. Maybe they have a similar difficulty, similar hurdles, similar problems. So I wouldn't just not ask or look because we have a unique situation, but we can look and trust the Lord to provide people who have expertise in the areas that you need. Here's another one. Older people don't really know what's going on these days. We face a whole new set of challenges. And of course, we do face a new set of challenges in some ways, right? We have all sorts of new technology and different situations. And then we know that the Bible also says that there's nothing new under the sun. That doesn't mean there's no new technology or something like that. But the troubles and challenges that humans face have not changed, no matter what the technology is. And I would simply suggest that if we will be patient and open-minded, we will find that the generations before us have lots of wisdom, and they will be able to help us in ways that we don't even expect. Here's another one. I don't want others to know that I don't know what I'm doing. It's really hard for us to ask for help sometimes, isn't it? Because we like to present the picture that we know what we're doing and everything's great. Well, that's just ridiculous, right? We know we're all struggling. We all have questions, and so we need to swallow our pride and simply ask for help because we need it. And it's worth it for our kids. We don't want to be so committed to looking good that we don't do the very best we can for our kids. And the last terrible reason we don't have a mentor is similar in its pride. And that is we think we already know what we're doing. Now, some of us are doing a great job, and that's fine. Some of us have gained a lot of knowledge, but I would only suggest here that we can always be growing. We can always find new insights and new ideas, and we're going to come into new seasons and new troubles with our kids that we don't know about, and having someone that we can talk to or multiple people we can talk to can really help. Anyway, this is the wisdom from the Word, and that is that the pattern is given that we are supposed to be looking to those before us, those who are older or more experienced, to help us. And we should have the humility and the commitment to excellence for our kids that allows us to ask for that help.
Welcome to Homeschool Helps with Amanda. I'm Amanda Wares, Homeschool Helps Director with NCHE. So today we are continuing our look at homeschooling high school. This is one of the biggest topic that I get questions on. So many people want to know or are concerned or nervous or anxious about homeschooling high school. So I really hope this series helps allay those anxieties, helps you just feel calm, like I can do this. So we talked last time about making that four-year plan, that loose, flexible four-year plan, but you want to make a plan for high school. You have to, depending on what your student is going to do after high school, but almost always you are going to want to keep records and make a transcript. Now, I'm not going to go into detail on how to make a transcript today, but you can find great free templates that really you just fill out the information. You put what course your student took, what their grade was, and oftentimes those templates will even calculate the GPA for you. So there's a lot of great resources out there. As far as making transcripts, you can find those on nche.com under helps, under the high school section. You can also find more information about that at HSLDA's website. That's a great resource as well. Now, to finish up our look at homeschooling high school, I want to talk more about philosophy. I have already mentioned that homeschooling high school isn't that different from homeschooling elementary school or middle school. It feels different, but really once you get into it, it's not. But I want to really encourage you with a few things. One, please leave time for your students' passions, for them to explore their gifts and talents. It's so easy to get caught up in the academics of high school because it feels so serious and so big. But I really encourage you, leave time as you're planning those academics. Leave time. Don't make it such a heavy load that there's no time for your student to explore their passions, their gifts, their talents. It's so important. And this is such a great pivotal time for that student to do that. So that's my first thing. Next, I really want to encourage you to not forget to focus on relationship over academics. Especially during high school. This is important all through your homeschool journey, but especially during high school, it's so easy to slip into that drill sergeant role, especially when your teenager could care less about algebra or biology. Ask me how I know. That's from personal experience. It's so easy to slip into that role of you must do this and just that's all you're doing is, you know, making them toe the line. But I encourage you, I cannot emphasize this more, relationship over academics. At the end of the day, the academics will come. What they need to learn, they will learn. But speaking as someone who now has a 27, 22, and 20-year-old that have graduated, I am so thankful. Yes, I'm glad we did the academics. Yes, I'm glad that they are able and equipped to do what they need to do as adults in this world. But I am more thankful every day that we have a relationship, that they are some of my very best friends. So if I can emphasize nothing else over about homeschooling high school, yes, make the plan. Yes, keep the records, make the transcript, do all the things. But at the end of the day, if you do that, if you do all the things, but destroy the relationship that you have with your student, it's pointless. It's pointless. So please focus on relationship. It's so important. I really hope that helps today. Thank you for joining us again this week. We love to hear from you. So please send us your questions and your feedback. You can reach us at thehomeschoolshow@nche.com. As always, we want you to like, subscribe, review all the things. It helps us. It helps us reach other homeschoolers that need to hear what we have to say, what we have to share. So please go to, you can find us on YouTube, you can find us anywhere you subscribe to podcasts, and share. If you have family and friends that would benefit from this show, share it with them, please. Always, you can go to nche.com/thehomeschoolshow to get more information on how to subscribe and find us on YouTube and for podcasts.
That's right. Thanks for being with us this week. Until next week, continue to homeschool with confidence and joy.
All right. Bye-bye.